Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. Thank you for joining us this morning. I've got my cup of tea. Lizzie, what do you have?
I am drinking 6 shots of espresso with a little bit of chocolate syrup because I've just totally thrown my diet out the window.
Chocolate's healthy for you. I will tell you that.
Sounds good.
We got some rain. How are you doing? How was your week? And thank you so much for last week covering while I was gone to the Newport Flower Show.
It was so easy with Tom. He makes everything easy too. Just like you. You make my job easy. He makes my job easy. Not a problem.
Tom, it was amazing. Thank you so much, Tom McCubbin, for coming right back and filling in, and I so appreciate him. I love working with him.
Yes.
And Austin Tolman, word of mouth, the interview went very well.
Excellent.
Word of mouth is my favorite tree company. And I only use them, and so they are very good. So I do appreciate Austin coming in. He's just wonderful, too, as well. So, did you get rainfall yesterday?
Yes.
A little bit?
Okay. I'll be honest with you. I quickly saw storms coming, so I ran out early after I got back from the vet and fed the turkeys and then went back inside to snuggle with the kitty that we ended up on our property about a month ago because he got his first set of shots. And
he was...
I heard thunder, lightning, and then I saw the warnings of half-inch hail, Umatilla-ish area, and I was just like, I'm not even looking out the window. I'm just going to focus on my stuff.
I appreciate it. Well, we did get a lot of rain yesterday, and we are going to be getting a lot more. So SeaWorld got 4 inches of rain yesterday.
Wow.
Leesburg got 2. Bay Hill got almost 3. Clearmont got 3 inches of rain, which they desperately needed. Howie had 2, Howie in the Hills. Winter Park got 1 inch, and the Villages got 1 inch. Umatilla got 1 inch. Hunter's Creek got 1 inch, and Astor got 1 inch. So we definitely are back into the summer pattern. But we're going to be getting more rain this week. It's probably not going to be as much as this week, but 70% to 80%. So thunderstorms in North Florida, Tallahassee, and Newberry. Jacksonville, 80% chance of thunderstorms. Nearly all week long. 70% chance here in Central Florida, Daytona Beach, Orlando, Tampa, Venice, down there with you, Mike. 50% chance of storms in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, South Florida. This is for the entire week. 30% chance of storm through Wednesday in Key West. Next 7 days, 2 to 4 inches. So what does that mean? And why do I talk about that? Water is the number one issue in landscapes all across the country, okay, either too much or not enough, and people need to pay attention. So the weather, you need to understand that the more you water your lawn, the more it's going to need. And so we want to wean our grass off of irrigation. Lawns don't need to be irrigated. St. Augustine doesn't need to be irrigated. Zoysia doesn't need to be irrigated, except for once in a while, especially like we had this drought the first 4 months of the year. So no need for irrigation this week at all. And if it comes on, you know your rain shutoff device, which is mandatory by state law, 1981. So everybody who has an irrigation system, you are responsible for making sure your equipment works. You are paying a water bill now. It's your fault. Okay, you should not have a water bill, except for, the monthly fees and stuff. But if you're paying a water bill, there's no reason to.
Literally just heard my dad coming out of you. You're paying the bill now. You're an adult. Okay. All right, sorry, Dad.
I had to do a lot of adulting this week, so I want to give a shout out to my daughter. She had emergency surgery this week. She is fine, but she's all good, and she's at home, so... Big shout out to her. She's probably sound asleep, which she needs to be.
Good.
So I also want to give a shout out to our Newport Garden Tour friends who came from Florida, Michelle and Vicky in Tallahassee, and Allison in Melbourne. We had a great time. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about it in the second hour. The Newport Flower Show is a once-in-a-lifetime. You got to go see it. So it's very good, especially if you're into floral displays. A garden club members. Newport Flower Show is it. Thank you to everyone, including Don and Nancy, who responded enthusiastically to the In Your Backyard newsletter and sent an email. I do appreciate hearing from you. So that was wonderful. And on today's show, we are going to be catching up on your gardening questions and taking your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. We're coming up onto July next week, and so what should you be planting right now? Well, as far as vegetables go, the Caribbean, South American vegetables, they are the Asian vegetables are all able to withstand heat and humidity. So the boniato, the calabaza, cherry tomatoes, okra, southern peas, and Seminole pumpkin. Data at Quality Green Specialist has great Seminole pumpkins. Sweet cassavas, roselle, sweet potato, and yard-long beans. And this is a time to get your seed packets for your fall garden. If you wait till August, you're not going to be able to find the ones you want. So go ahead and get your start your transplants for your eggplants, peppers, and tomatoes in the next couple of weeks. So that gives you a little bit of things to do. Not too much out in the sun. We'll be talking about that more. But Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you're sprucing up your home and landscape to have the family picnic and barbecue for July 4th celebrations, you can find your great Florida natives and Florida-friendly plants at Quality Green Specialist. Dana has amazing, amazing plants and native trees. They're just wonderful. Plus, at Peterson's Nursery today from, 10 a.m. to noontime, they are doing an orchid repotting class. And you can bring two of your orchids, 6 inches or smaller, and they will help you repot them. So that's a lot of fun. So that's Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. And the class is from 10 a.m. till noon. So that's wonderful.
I wish I was closer.
I know. we would be down there in a heartbeat, wouldn't we?
Yes, I would definitely easily pay their electricity bill every month. Not a problem with buying that many plants and stuff. So that's probably why I'm not next to them.
There, yeah, I agree. So in our newsletter, we received a email from Heather, and she said, you mentioned it's time for cherry tomatoes. And she said, I assume you mean from seeds. Well, you can plant cherry tomato seeds now, too. Or transplants. You can get a pot of them at the nurseries or even at the box stores. Any variety recommendations? She's going to grow them in a grow bag, she said. She lives in 10A in Palm Bay. She'd like to do one variety of cherry or smaller, medium, or Roma-sized tomatoes and one container of big tomatoes. So here are my favorite, okay? So, Heather, I'm just going to read these really slow. They include cherry tomatoes and the large good sandwich tomatoes. So the cherry tomatoes, the Super Sweet 100s and Sun Gold are my favorites. They taste just like candy. And then also, too, the Cherokee Purple is delicious. The Big Beef tomato is delicious. Black Krim, and that's K-R-I-M. Very good. And then Brandywine. Also, too, the Black Krim, I'm just going to throw this in there, looks great on bruschetta. It looks good because it's got a darker color, and the basil leaves shine really
I wish I could eat bread more, and I would literally just bathe in bruschetta. I love that.
But, you know, you could just put mozzarella and the spinach or basil leaves and then drizzle some balsamic vinegar on it with some tomatoes and eat it like a salad.
That's right. I'm coming to your house right now.
There you go. All right. And so Brandywine tomatoes are delicious. Romas, of course, are really big. favorite nationally. And then Celebrity. Celebrity is really good, too, as well. So we really like those. And so, Heather, thank you for your email. That's wonderful.
Now, I got a question since you're talking about tomatoes. Okay, so you know the 25-gallon pots that I'm now in the process of transferring from the raised bed because of the hurricanes?
Yes.
I don't grow such big tomatoes. And do you think it's because I'm putting like two plants in that 25-gallon pot, or does it just need the one so it can focus, like the one can focus on taking all of the nutrients from that 25-gallon pot?
Yeah, 25-gallon pot's really pretty big for one tomato. So two, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Okay.
So I would just say one, sunlight, is it in full sun all the
yes.
time? Okay. And then fertilizer.
Okay.
So just got to, you know, stay on top of that fertilizer.
Yeah, because I have a bad habit of, you know, it's like whenever you plant your trees, you should never plant them so close to your fence line. But I'm like, but it looks so ugly so far out. So I have a bad habit when I plant things of putting 2, 3, 4 in that little area,
right.
like the tomatoes
yeah.
or my bell peppers.
Uh-huh.
And I don't always get big produce because I feel that maybe they're...
The 25-gallon pot should be able to handle 3, if not 4, depending on the variety of tomato.
Okay.
It should be just fine. I don't think that's the issue. Also, to the age of your seeds.
Okay.
So if you're holding them a really long time or they've been in the refrigerator for a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
you might not get as much production or size out of them.
Okay.
So fresh seeds, full sunlight, water, and then, you know, fertilizer. And just a regular 666 would be fine.
Okay.
You don't need to have a special fertilizer.
Okay.
You know, even just putting manure along, you know, the outside of it, mixing it in with your topsoil, black cow manure would be fine.
Now, when you probably just said this, but my brain just collapsed out on me. When is the next planting season for seeds for tomatoes?
For tomatoes, you can start planting them at the mid July this month coming up
for seeds,
and the end of the month, mid to late July, and then definitely in August. So you should have transplants available by the end of August, September to go ahead and grow.
Okay.
So if you, so Heather also said, you know, she wanted to plant the larger ones. Just so you know, tomatoes don't germinate when the temperatures are over 85 degrees. So the summertime, the end of May, first part of June, July, and August, if you are holding on to your tomatoes, you know, you may not be getting fruit, but it's only because it's too hot. They just don't germinate well, or pollination doesn't take place when the temperatures are over 85 degrees. So, yeah, that's good. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I've got texters saying they haven't gotten any rain. I'm so sorry, but it's coming. It's coming. You're going to get some rain. So, and then the mushrooms are going to start. And then, you know, all the good stuff that comes with the rain.
Yes, and you know what's so warped is that every once in a while I have this flash around this time of year of, it's almost fall. I know it's 1,000 degrees, but I had
yes.
that happen to me too
yes.
this week. And
yes.
that's bad because now I'm already counting down. As soon as the 4th of July is over, I will be pulling down all my American flag stuff and, you know, from the...
Get
Memorial
ready for the fall,
Day,
yeah.
4th of July, and then I'm putting all my fall stuff up in a week.
There you go. See, but that just kind of, doesn't that, don't you think that just kind of, not symbolically, but gives you that cool feeling when you see the fall?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
You'll feel better. All right. So if you want to text us, the perfect text message has your name and city. That way I can help you a little bit more. With giving you more precise information. All right. So I got a text from Central Florida, but I don't know the first name. So if you sent this text, thank you so much. I have vines, thorny bushes, rain trees growing between fences. That is a hassle. Should I spray glyphosate or brush killer? That's a great question. Brush killer, definitely. Ortho Brush Be Gone is great. Spectracide also has a brush killer. Get to the root and the tubers so that they die completely. So you may have to use it twice, so follow instructions well. Check the weather forecast and give the herbicide time to absorb it before rain is expected. And that's usually about 2 hours. Okay, so if you know you're going to get rain in the afternoon, do it in the morning time. Spray, follow the instructions, spray the tree, the underside of the leaves, and the base. And then avoid spraying in the morning. You don't want to spray on leaves that are wet, okay, because that can dilute the herbicide. So if your plants are wet, kind of hold off until you have a dry day. And then do it in the afternoon, before 2 hours before the rainstorm, and it'll be fine. Late morning or early afternoon? So that's a great question. Thank you so much. 1-888-455-2967. I'll say that slow. 1-888-455-2967. Just put it in your phone, and that way you can just call us anytime. The emergency number.
No, please do not post that as an emergency.
No, that wouldn't be good. And then texting 23680. And so that's good. West Melbourne hasn't gotten any rain yet, so you should get it today. The storms are going to be happening there on the East Coast there. So Bill in Orlando says, what steps would you suggest to follow to plant Zoysia lawn? Bill, great question. Okay, now is a perfect time to be, sodding lawns and taking care of, your areas that need to have plugs. So get a soil test first, Bill. You want to know what your soil has in it, so you know what kind of fertilizer you're going to need on your turf. So now's a good time with all this rain for the next few weeks to sod. When you get a good soaking rain so that the ground is wet before you lay the sod, then you want to water your sod, Zoysia lawn, twice a day with 1/4 inch of water, twice a day. After a week, what you want to do is select one sod piece, and you want to pull up on it, gently pull up on it, like you're pulling someone's hair, and see if it comes up. It probably will for the first week or so, 2 weeks. But it's going to then root into the ground. And so take about a month. It's going to be completely in the ground. If you mow it 3 times, that means it's going to be right about mature. So it'll be established. And then once the roots have taken hold and you can't lift it anymore, reduce the watering to twice a week if no rainfall. So set your mandatory rain shutoff device to 1/2 inch of rain. Get a rain gauge also so that you can visually see how much rain you're getting, Bill. And then that way, if you get 2 inches or more, you don't have to irrigate at all. Water after 5:30 in the morning. You can water till 10 a.m., then wait to fertilize it until the 1st of October. All right. And your soil kit will provide you what you need to fertilize it with. So that's the Soil Agritech kit. You can get them at your extension offices or go onto online and do soiltestkit.com, and that will get you a really great soil kit that you can send up to the University of Florida, and they will help you out with that. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Lizzie will put you right through, and we'll get your gardening questions. We have more questions from Linda about impatience. We have mangoes. We're going to be talking about mangoes, what the best kind are. And then we're going to be talking about what to put on your lawn. Should you put topsoil on? Patricia in Ocala, she asked me that. So I've got the answers for her. We're going to come back and tell you all of that. And we are going to be taking your phone calls. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. We have great Teresa's Top 5 coming up for Red, White, and Blue. And then we also have the Dirty Word of the Day in the second hour. So you got to stay tuned. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680, and we'll get right to you. Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
I am good. Some chicken lady told me, not chicken lady, some turkey lady told me that you are going on all these world tours.
She's actually putting them on.
Yes, I am. Well, I need inspiration, Eileen, for my landscape designs. So I go and I tour gardens and check them out.
Yes, I saw. You don't need to send me a reminder because I get your...
newsletter?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
I always get it.
Oh, thank you.
And I commented on the one, but I couldn't comment on Lizzie's for some reason. And I just commented on yours.
Oh, well, excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I just said it was awesome. I didn't go into detail, but I just said it was awesome. But anyway, I wanted you to, so how many world tours are you going on?
Well, every year it's going to, every year, it's not world tours every time. We do a lot nationally. You just got to check out Art and Bloom GardenTours.com, and it lists them all. We have two really, really fun ones coming up in July in a couple of weeks, going to Garden Walk Buffalo and Niagara Falls. It is going to be an exciting, exciting tour, and we have a couple more spots there. And then in August, we're going to Scotland.
Yes, and if anybody's interested in taking part in this, how do they find out the cost and how to sign up for it?
They can go to Art in Bloom Garden Tours, that's all one word, .com, and or just Google Teresa Watkins and Art in Bloom, and it will come up. Thank you so much,
and
Eileen.
Irish and Scottish.
Yes.
And German.
You are?
Yes.
Well, we are going to be going to visit all those places in the future, so you come with us one time, okay? There you go. And so, Eileen, yes, if you'd like more information, artandbloomgardentours.com. Let's go to the text messages. Good morning. Last year, I had to remove an oak tree in my yard. This is from Scott Norman Beach. Perfect text message. Thank you so much, Scott. And he said, there are suckers and sprouts coming up from the roots in a large area around the stump. How do I kill the stump? How do I get rid of the sucker growth permanently? Thank you. So there are products that you can get. One is a stump remover product, and it's by Monterey and Bonide. They both have different ones. And then there's also, they also have products, Monterey and Bonide Sucker Stopper. And that will stop the suckering, and the stump remover will keep the, or will help the stump to decompose quicker. Okay, Scott, so that's a really good question. So stump remover, and that stump be gone is what it's called. Stump be gone and sucker stopper. And both of those products will help you get rid of that oak tree a little bit faster and keep it more where it's reasonable. Let's see. On the west side of Orlando, almost in Ocoee, they didn't give me a name, but they're listening. We trimmed the azaleas a couple of weeks ago, and I was wondering if I should fertilize them. Also, my grandma's wisteria has started blooming again with all the rain. Should that be fertilized? And if so, what type? Thanks. Well, you know, when our plants are growing, that's the best time to fertilize. But right now, especially here in Central Florida, there's a fertilizer ban. But your azaleas, you can fertilize them in the fall, September and October, and they will be just fine. You want to use an acidic azalea fertilizer, blooming fertilizer, and then your wisteria, it's already got the flowers blooming on it. So I would not give any wisteria encouragement to grow. So you don't need to fertilize that. All right. So I think it'll be just fine. Thank you for the text message. Let's go to Jerry in Citrus County. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. How are you, Teresa?
I am great.
I'd like to know if where I could find, or maybe, I don't know if you have all this on the top of your head, but the pest resistance of the tomato varieties or any of the other common ones like pepper and things. I don't see it anymore when you buy a pack of seed.
It should be on there. They usually have them with just initials and acronyms.
Yes. Yeah, right. They have, Verticillium or something.
Yeah, Verticillium wilt.
Something.
Yeah, Verticillium wilt.
DW.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there was and some kind of mosaic virus or something. But the ones important to us growing here in Florida is very critical, apparently, with the changing climate.
Right. Well, heirloom varieties are always pretty good at resisting disease and pest issues. So if you're look for heirloom varieties.
Oh, okay.
That'll be easier.
Is that true for peppers and cucumbers,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, usually peppers don't get a lot of disease issues, and I don't even think a lot of insect issues. They're pretty easy care and not susceptible to a lot. But you just want to make sure you're taking care of them well. They got full sun. You're not overwatering. You're not stressing them out, Jerry. So if you take care of peppers, properly, they should be really good. But tomatoes do get disease issues. And if you get the heirloom varieties, that's why they've lasted so long, is that they're not as susceptible to pest issues.
I see. What's the best one of each category?
Well, the Cherokee Purple is an heirloom variety.
Cherokee Purple.
And then also the Big Better Boys and the Big Boys, those are really pretty good too as well.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you very much, Teresa.
You're welcome, Jerry. It's good to hear from you. Thank you so much. You have a great 4th of July. And so Jerry's a longtime listener and he calls in. So we love hearing from Jerry. So Linda in zone 8B, you've got a lot of questions. So I'm going to take you in the next segment after my top 5 favorite plants that are red, white, and blue. Stay tuned. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top 5.
And my top 5 flowers for red, white, and blue gardens for the 4th of July. 1, a butterfly garden. You can plant red pentas, white gara. That's whirling butterflies that are white, and blue days. Shrubs, you can plant red drift roses, gardenia buttons, B-U-T-T-O-N-S, and lily of the Niles. In your shade garden, you can plant red New Guinea impatiens, white New Guinea impatiens, and blue ginger. And for full sun, white periwinkles, red zinnias, and blue salvias. And if you have a vine or an obelisk that you would like to plant red, white, and blue, white morning glory, blue morning glory, and red mandevilla. And so those are my top 5 flowers, red, white, and blue.
I love red, white, and blue. I love that whole one. Number one, America. But also, I love that view, that thought. It's just a pretty colors to put together.
Pretty colors. They go all very nicely together. And all of those plants are pretty much pest-free. So you just want to make sure you have the right sunlight, you have the right soil moisture, and you put plants that are compatible together. So we are going to go to Linda in Zone B. She has 2 questions. She sent last week Linda, I'm so sorry. Here we go. Yes. So she said, can impatiens be propagated by cuttings? Yes, Linda. That's the easiest way to get extra flowers for your garden. Impatiens are very easily rooted. You can root them in water. You can root them just by putting them in soil. And when they get leggy, cut them by a third, stick all the cuttings in potting soil and place in the shade. And within a month, you will have brand new impatiens. And it's a great way to multiply your garden. So that's very good. And then she asked about, is there any way possible to grow a mango tree this far north in a pot screened in porch during winter? She says she misses them badly. She's just been spoiled living in the tropics and now North Florida. Well, mangoes can be grown indoors if you have enough sunlight, Linda, or you can place them out in the garden area and then bring it in the wintertime. But you just want to make sure that you have good air circulation. One of the big issues with fruit trees being grown inside a pool cage or a screened-in patio, porch, and even just regular plants, not necessarily, doesn't have to be just fruit trees, is air circulation. We get fungal gnats, we get aphids, and I just don't know how they find their way through the screen door or the mesh to get into your screen porch, but they do. And so mangoes are a wonderful, wonderful tree if you can keep it outdoors and then just bring it in for the wintertime. You will probably need, it will freeze even, I think, with a frost cloth. So you're just going to want to bring it into your garage area. And just keep it until springtime and then just put it back out again. All right, so favorite mangoes. Let me just go right here. So Tracy said, Tracy in Lake Wales wants to grow different types of mangoes. And what are they called? And she says, thank you. She loves the show. Thank you, Tracy, for listening to the show. We love you guys out there, too. So there's over 500 varieties of mangoes. And mangoes grow in zones 9 to 11. And they are evergreen. And they are self-fertile, so you only need one. They bloom in the springtime. And their fruit ripens May through July. So there's a lot of mango trees out there now that are full of delicious mangoes. And so grafted trees, again, like the avocado, if you get a grafted mango, it's going to produce quicker than you would if you just grow a mango from seed. All right. So what are my favorites? Well, there's 8 to 10 really, really cool favorite mangoes that I love. And some of them are new on the market. So some ones that have been in Florida for a long time: Fairchild, Cogshall, Rosy Gold, Malika, Angie, and then Namdok May, Glen, Carrie is an old one, and Graham. And then one of the new ones is called Orange Sherbet, and it's delicious. There's also Edward and Hayden, and I mentioned Graham, Julie and Irwin and Bombay. So you can get about 30 varieties, Linda and Tracy, in Lake Wales. Check with Peterson's Nursery down there near Lakeland, and he'll be able to get you some good mango trees. But also, too, you can go to the store and get a mango. See if they have the variety on the tag. That'll help you out. See which ones you like the best. And they are really easy to grow here. They just freeze very easy. So there's a couple places. Peterson's Nurseries had beautiful mangoes. And then also Peterson's Nursery can get you some too as well.
Okay. Now, the perfect spot to plant one if you have the opportunity. So I have open sun. I have partial shade area. Which one would be best for me to choose if I were to plant one? Because I'm going to plant
sun.
One.
Full sun. The only thing is you're just going to want to protect it. So when things are out in the full sun with no shade, no mm-hmm. wind breaks around it, then they're going to get hit by cold weather more easier.
Got it.
Than, you know, ones that are protected by trees and shrubs and hedges.
Okay. Thank you.
And so they need, they can handle a wide range of soils. So whether you have alkaline soils or acidic, it just needs to have a lot of organic matter in the soil. And you want to make sure that it's well draining. They don't like to have wet roots. And then just plant mulch around it. And it's, you can plant them now, but you're going to want to make sure you protect them for the winter time.
I'm still holding out. My banana tree is starting to hit probably maybe year three, maybe all close, about 2.5.
And are you fertilizing it?
Fertilizer.
Yeah.
Never heard
that would
of it.
Help. No. Throw some fertilizer on it. You should have fruit by the end of the year. So start to look. You may have flowers on there and don't even know you have starting.
That's a good possibility, yes.
Okay. So, because usually they fruit after the second year.
Okay.
Okay. They need to go through two winters. And so look. And so if they've gone through two winters.
Yes, they have.
Okay. So they might have flowers on them right now and you just didn't notice them. They look, they're white, but they have purple fingers, mm-hmm. and you just see the hands starting.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll go look.
Yeah, go look and see, because I think you might have them, and they'll be ready by October, November.
Now, you know how they have, like the leaves, they end up going, oh, I'm dead now, and the leaves kind of fall down, mm-hmm. and then you create this whole, like, volcano-looking thing?
Yeah.
Do I need to pull any of those off?
You can cut them off. You don't need to. I mean, it's a really good... banana trees are really good for pollinators. The bees like mm-hmm. the sap and everything on it. But that the leaves are really, really, really good for potassium and phosphorus. And so if you cut the leaves off and chop them up and just place them at the bottom, that would be great.
Okay.
You know, right. You just want to keep it nice and clean.
Okay.
You know, with bananas, you know, out there in the woods.
That's pretty much. Actually, that's where I've got them planted is on my little wood area, honestly.
And so, Linda, great questions, hon. Thank you so much. Judy in Winter Springs, can I divide and replant bulbine now? Yes, you can. All right. It's a really great time to do it. And it's very easy to do. You know, the bulbine is very succulent. And yeah, you can do it now. Not a problem. So this is a good time to replant all of your bulb plants, your amaryllis, lily of the Niles, your... bromeliads. Now's a good time to replant. We've got the rest of the summer to go. We want to do it, you know, before the winter time. So doing it now is a great thing.
Yes,
so.
And I just got a text from Howie. No mangoes. The Quality Green Specialist should have some up in D-Land. So, but at Peterson's, they don't have any mangoes.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, Howie, for letting us know that.
And make sure you guys are going to their orchid seminar. Yes,
yeah. Always
you.
Great.
So good. I never knew you could repot orchids. That's just, I love this.
It is. And then, but then also too, they give you a class on it and they'll do it free for you. So that's just a wonderful benefit. And just going and walking the nursery is amazing. And so I'd like to thank all of our callers and texters this morning. Thank you so much. I love being here and answering gardening questions for you. This is just the life, I'm just telling you. And thank you, Lizzie, for doing all that. We are going to be back the second hour with some information about armadillos, how to get rid of them, why you have them.
And don't touch them. I'll tell you why.
Yes, exactly. And you know, did you know they're edible?
What, armadillos?
Yeah.
Yes, and about anything that crawls on Florida is pretty much edible. But anyway, we'll talk more about that.
We'll talk more about that. And then also, too, we'll be taking your text messages, 23680, and then also phone messages, 1-888-455-2967. Go to my website, she-consulting.com, to sign up for the newsletter. It'll be coming out next week, promise. And it'll tell you everything to do in your yard. It includes my plant of the month and also landscape malpractice. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you missed any of this episode or any other episode, or you'd like to go back and re-listen to anything that you may have had questions about, go to betterlawns.com. That's betterlawns.com. You can catch all of our podcasts there.